Listen, if we can get ourselves a little bit together here, Andy. I was going to say hello to all the guys on the other stations who we've met and who've been really quite good friends to us, actually. It's funny that there's hardly any rivalry between the stations out here on the sea, is there?
That's very true, actually. We're all sort of in it together, so to speak.
We're all a load of rogues. And one of the things which I remember the best is that how complimentary the people have been about our station. It's really very, very nice of them. A lot of the people like Graham Gill and so on, word has reached us, you know, that they really appreciate what we're doing, which is really far out, I think.
It really is, actually.
Ah,
not a photograph, eh?
Yeah, I don't know. I should have combed my hair today.
Anyway, let's thank all of those people. That's people on Caroline, people on Radio North Sea. Wish them all the very best for the future, and also thank, I think, Veronica, who's been around for 15 years.
Well, 15 I think years. Without them, really, I mean, it would have been a bit strange indeed, don't you think so? I mean, nobody would have got the idea of setting up a station off this coast if Veronica hadn't tried it first.
That's probably quite true.
Well, we might have been the first if they hadn't been around.
Try and get rid of them, will you?
Only kidding, actually. So really, there's only one thing to do, and that is to hand over to John Harding. Let him take over the seat.
And are you ready? Here's Johnny.
Right here.
Good evening to you. This is John Harding. Radio Atlantis has been for me a way of life during the past 4 months. For years, I'd wanted to work on board an offshore radio station, and Atlantis gave me the chance to fulfill that ambition. I'd like to thank the listeners and staff, both on board and on shore, for the privilege of being part of a large and happy family. It's one of those things we decided that we should all tell of an amusing incident that happened to us or one of our fellows on board the MV Janine, and to me one of the funniest must have been, well, it involved four people who are no longer working for the station. Those were Ivor Stamp, James Rafferty, Dean Croson and Rob Day, and it happened one evening, or should I say early one morning. Raff and Dean decided to tie up Rob Day with nylon rope, and they then, Dean and Raff tied him up so that both his hands and his feet were tied together, and they then threw him into bed with Ivor, who was trying to get a good night's rest, and if you could have been there, you'd have seen it was really very amusing.
Have fun this weekend where the action is. Radio Atlantis.
This is my final record, Bob Dylan number, sung for you by the Birds.
We've got something here from Adrian announcing in Flemish that Atlantis is to enter the harbour and the time and so on and so forth. And then after that, we'll be going over to Dave Rogers. So stand by for Dave's final few words to you. Well, not actually the final few words, because we'll be saying a couple of words. It's a goodbye message. But Dave's going to spin his last disc. So stand by for Dave right after this, eh?
Radio Atlantis. It's a blast!
Van Radio Atlantis, dit is Adriaan van Lanschot, de eigenaar van het station. Het spijt ons ten eerste dat wij moeten stoppen, maar het kan niet anders. De moeilijkheden zijn te groot voor het ogenblik. En op zondag 1 september, tussen omstreeks 10 uur in de morgen, komen wij aan met het schip in Vlissingen. Alle Engelse DJ's en Vlaamse DJ's, als ook alle medewerkers, ik en mijn vrouw, we zullen er allemaal aanwezig zijn en we vragen aan alle luisteraars, zowel Nederlandse als Vlaamse luisteraars, en alle luisteraars die alle mensen die het vertoonlijk luisteren, dat ze in grote getalen zouden opkomen. Er moest nog een laatste verhaal te zeggen in Vlissingen, in de haven.
Thank you very much, Adrian. This is Dave Rogers now in the hot seat, and believe this or believe it or not, now I'm feeling very nervous at the moment, actually. That's absolutely true. Now, we've all been instructed by the program director to relate a funny story on the air, you see. And the funniest one I can think of, which connects myself and Steve together, if you'll pardon the expression.
Oh, yeah.
was that time we tried to completely freak out Dave Owen. This studio, it backs onto another studio, which is in fact the newsroom, And one day we thought, right, okay, we'll try and really blow Dave Owen's mind. So we went into the newsroom.
We got it all set up beforehand, didn't we, that we were going to have a massive argument.
Yeah, that's right. We had this really heated argument in an hour. We're really shouting at the top of our voices at each other, swearing, and were we throwing
anything at each other? We thought it was going to be really a laugh, and we stormed off, and I told you to get off the ship, and you told me to get off the ship, and you said you were going to throw me overboard.
I was doing a Crisp and St. John. I was threatening to go off on the next tender. I'm going off on the next tender! And I went storming down the stairs, and Steve came storming after me. And poor Dave, it really freaked him out completely. You know, he had to go off the air eventually because he was so depressed by it all.
Actually, it backfired on us because we all felt so depressed afterwards for making him so depressed for a joke.
Yeah, that's how it worked out. But looking back on it now, it was quite funny. In fact, we went so far as to actually make it up. In front of Dave, didn't we?
We said,
I'm sorry I argued with you, Steve. You know, it was my fault. I shouldn't have started arguing. We really played it out to the very end.
Did Dave Owen think of it, though?
Yeah, what did you think about
Dave Owen say? Let me see now. At the time, I was really, really depressed about it. Goodness knows what.
Yeah. We didn't realise it would cause such an impression on you, you see?
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. Mind you, now it's quite amusing, I guess.
Yeah.
Mind you, you freaked us out enough times.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Wow. Gee whiz. Freaky, man.
Well, anyway, that's my little story, and time now for me to say my final goodbye. All the thank yous have been said, basically. Once again, well, thank you, obviously, to Adrian for starting the station, and to everybody who's been involved with the station, and also to everybody who's still involved with the station. Thank you all very much indeed. To everybody who's written in, to people who regularly listen to the programmes, thank you all. And now from me, Dave Rogers, bye-bye. Take care of yourselves, and God bless. Bye-bye.